govern ourselves, ill-informed, irresponsible people cannot hold on to freedom's blessings. Living under God's control allows us not only to enjoy the privileges of freedom, but also to protect them. With deep conviction, I believe we're on the verge of losing freedom's blessings because we have too few informed and responsible citizens. More than that, the church has not understood the importance of living under the control of God, with the powerful Spirit of God providing the strength for us to enjoy and protect our freedom. Jesus said the gates of hell, deception, defeat, destruction, and debt, will not prevail against the church standing upon God's revealed truth. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. For some time, far too many Christians in America have allowed hell's gates to prevail while they sit in church. Now is the time for us to awaken from slumber, to confront the culture, and to help restore freedom's blessing. People of faith can and must protect our freedom and inspire strong, stable, effective, limited government power. Jesus commissioned his followers to share the truth that sets people free and keeps them free. As we've seen, he said, "If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." John chapter 8, verse 36. True freedom is living under the control of God, not under the control of any other power or influence. When we compromise truth, we also compromise freedom and its blessings. Our nation is in the process of doing this, and we're marching toward the death of freedom and the destruction of meaningful national life. In our nation, we are presently following the course of decaying nations that we can observe.